Hey everybody, welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? I hope you're doing great. As usual, off the top, I want to take the time to thank each and every last one of you guys for tuning in. So please tell a friend, tell an enemy, tell a coworker, tell somebody about my podcast. Help me grow this thing, folks. And as I usually do, I'm going to start off with my milestone for the week. And for those who don't know, I have a soon-to-be six-year-old boy named Miles. And every week I like to give little updates or milestones or just anything funny that happens with him. So the milestone is he is back, folks. He's back home with mommy and daddy. He spent the entire summer in Rochester with my family. He had a great time. He had all of his cousins there. My mom has the daycare, so there were daycare kids around every day. Yeah, he went to the beach, amusement park, water park. I mean, him and my dad got to spend some quality time together. They would go out and get haircuts together, and then he would take them out to eat every time. So it's just nice to have him go home, spend some time with my family, build memories, and just enjoy his family and his cousins. And he had a good time. And I can officially say we now have a first grader. He started school on Tuesday, and he was super excited. He was up early. You know, it was 40 minutes before school started. He was just like, I'm ready to go. What are we doing? He's trying to open the door. We're like, dude, we almost have an hour. But he couldn't wait to go. And he likes his class. I'll tell you what, this might sound all soft and sentimental, but there's no greater feeling as a parent than watching your little kid run up to the school. You know, he's all tiny. He's got the enormous backpack, and it's just flopping up and down in his backpack, and he's just excited to run into school. And that's a great moment. Whenever I do drop him off at school, it's just, I know I kind of hold the lineup, but there's this, I just love watching the innocence, you know, and seeing him run into an elementary school. It's just the opportunity, and he's got his whole life ahead of him, and it just, I don't know, it makes me feel good. It really does. It gets me every time. So that's a milestone. He's back, and he's in first grade, and he's happy, and we're glad to have him back. And now we just got to get back into our routine. So. He didn't pick up any bad habits. But the trip home was cool. We had a good time. I wasn't planning on doing any shows, but I told my buddy Todd I was going to be in town. So he said, come down to the show, to the club, do a set. And I saw that Rich Voss was going to be in town. And I'm like, that's a New York legend. He came up with all the great New York comics, Colin Quinn, Jim Norton, Bill Burr. He's in that class. And, had a good time. I had a good set. I got to see some of the local guys. That's always a good time. And then watching Rich Voss work is it was a learning experience. And it's just fun to watch somebody who's such an old school comic, just very irreverent, to watch him kind of just take that crowd and just fuck with them the entire time. And it's just cool to kind of see that progression of, you know, people, they know who he is. They're excited to see him. He starts off a little, not slow in a bad way, but he kind of just eases them into it. And then he just starts going hard. I mean, just saying all type of this crazy shit and all the oohs and the ahs. I'm like, oh my God. You know, people yelling shit out. And the thing is, this guy has been doing comedy for well over 20 years in New York, 80s, 90s, 2000s. He's done it all. Black rooms, white rooms. I mean, easy, rough shows. And you can't shake him. No matter what you say, no matter how you heckle, it doesn't bother him. He's just immovable, and it's just cool to see. Like, some people think they're gonna scare him into leaving them alone, and it just doesn't. And to eventually see everybody get on board with the show, and they realize, like, oh, these are just jokes. He's just fucking around. He doesn't mean any of this. It's just it's nice to see, especially in this climate where everybody gets so offended by comedy. So it was great. So he was very nice. Yeah, just old school New York guy. Just got that kind of, when I saw him, he kind of just had that tough look about him, the way he was walking around. He's got his ever-present fedora. He had this checkered short sleeve shirt and these like ripped jeans and Jordans. He almost looked like a white dude that grew up in a Cuban neighborhood in Miami. So, but he's real cool, just kind of hip, wears all these rings, and just a fun, cool dude. He seems tough, but once you talk to him, he's really, really a nice guy. But so that was a lot of fun. So, I mean, I've been so fortunate to work with so many great New York comics, Colin Quinn, Norton, him. I've been lucky, and I really, really enjoyed it. So we did a few shows here in Charlottesville. We had my buddy's show, Winston. We had this show at the Southern called the Winsmith Games, and it's kind of an improv game show. We had a lot of fun, a couple eating challenges. And let me say this. This is embarrassing, I got to admit. And I kind of can't talk shit because I'm not eating as much junk food, or if at all, these days. And he had a Twinkie eating contest. And to watch these young dudes try to, quote unquote, choke down these Twinkies, it was embarrassing. What kind of men, I'm going to go on a right-wing rant. What kind of men are we raising in America where guys are struggling to eat three Twinkies? You got to be shitting me. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Now I feel bad. Honey buns, even better. Even better. A honey bun, you're struggling to put down three. And I think they had six apiece. If I wasn't on this diet, I would have eaten all six in probably 3 minutes. I love honey buns. And let me say this too. A heated honey bun, dog shit. You don't heat up a honey bun. I'm sorry. People say you just throw it in there for 10 seconds. I don't want a warm honey bun. I don't want it. Give me room temperature and I'll destroy them. But it was just sad to see these dudes. They couldn't even finish three. Hopefully these guys don't get married. No woman should ever marry a man who can't eat three honey buns. Okay, ladies, take that dating advice from me. You don't need to know his credit score. You don't need to know how much he makes a year, what his 5-year plan is, how big his dick is. If he has savings, if he talks to his mother, if he's been working steady for the last however many years, none of it matters. None of it. It doesn't matter. If he can't eat at least three honey buns without crying, and we had one dude throw up. He threw up. If he can't eat three honey buns, do not marry him. He is a loser. He's not a man. He will leave you in a burning house. Mark my words. If you ever come across a guy like that, you can't marry him. I don't care how good he looks. I don't care how tall he is. I don't care how dark, how handsome. It's not worth it. Trust me. He's gonna leave you. He's gonna leave you and your family stranded somewhere. That's the true sign of manhood. If you can at least eat three honey buns in 3 minutes. At least. I'm telling you. True shit. Don't do it. Oh, you know what? Since I'm talking about food, Red Delicious apples are the worst of all the apples of all time. They look great on the outside. Shiny. I mean, that beautiful red skin, and you bite into that fucking mush. They're terrible. It almost seems like Red Delicious apples were the first apples God ever made, and he wasn't good at it yet, and he got it right with the Honey Crisps. Those are perfect. The Jazz apples, those are fantastic. But Red Delicious, you should know right away with the name Red Delicious. That is terrible. Anything where they ever, like, I remember when I was a kid, my dad bought this ceiling fan, and I don't know why this sticks out of my mind, but I remember it saying Quiet Ceiling Fan, and I was like, oh, that's weird, the fact that they had to put Quiet on there. It sounded like a B-52 when you turn that shit on. And right then, after that moment, I knew if something was ever advertised as tasty, quiet, delicious, whatever, it's the opposite of that. So, Red Delicious apples are god-awful. If you give somebody a Red Delicious apple, that means you don't care about them at all. And don't trust a man who can't eat at least 3 honey buns without throwing up. Don't do it. Don't fucking do it. But the game show was fun. We had a great turnout. It was so much fun. We opened up the show. I want to say there were 6 comics. We all opened up the show with like 5 to 7 minutes apiece. Then we went into the games. The audience got involved a little bit. But it was fun, and we plan on doing that show on a regular basis here in Charlottesville. So if you live in Charlottesville, please check out the Winsmith Games. If you see it on the Charlottesville comedy page, come check it out. It's a lot of fun. We want to start doing some more theme shows. I think this is a little ways away, but for Halloween, we want to do a theme one where people actually wear costumes and stuff, and the games are going to be tailored towards Halloween. So that should be a lot of fun. We're also planning on doing like a tough crowd type show. And I don't know if you guys remember that. I actually mentioned Colin Quinn earlier. And it's basically like a panel show where comics kind of just talk about current social and political topics. And we kind of make fun of it all. So it should be fun. I got to get some lefties and some righties and some people down the middle. It should be a fun discussion. It won't get too crazy. The whole object is to be funny about everything. So it won't turn into a CNN or Fox News panel where people are getting really, really pissed off. We want to address the issues, but do it in a comedic way. So looking forward to that. So please keep an eye out for that. We really haven't scheduled that one yet, but we're looking at probably October, November time frame for that show. But I'm advertising shows in the middle of the podcast, and I shouldn't. So Winsmith Games was great. Went up to D.C. I did Positano's, is a show that I do on a regular basis. Had a great set, 25 minutes. I think I did a couple new bits. Things went well. Winston was on another show with me later, Jammin' Java, but my show ended a couple hours before that show started, so I went by the other show that Winston was at, which was a open mic contest. So I get there, show's not over. He's like, hey, you should go up. I do. And the guy before me, very new comic, I think he told me he had been up 6 times. While he's on stage, he's doing this it's raining cats and dogs bit, and talking about how if that was a real thing, there'd be all these dead puppies everywhere. And it's bombing. It's tanking hard. And I go up with my infinite wisdom. I'm like, you know what? They didn't laugh at it. It bombed. It's kind of uncomfortable and weird in here. I'm going to make fun of that joke bombing. And the thing about that, people, whenever you go up and make fun of a comic that bombed before, it's even funnier / worse when you try to riff off the joke that bombed and you get nothing with it. That's basically what happened. He got super pissed. He kind of yelled at me a little bit. We go back and forth. It got weird. He told me to do some jokes because I wasn't doing any jokes. I was just talking shit. Did a couple jokes, got some laughs, and I felt terrible afterwards. Because that's really out of my character. I don't really like doing that to people that I don't know. And especially when it goes wrong. And it didn't go right. And yeah. I got to stop doing that shit. And I had a show after that. And I think I mentioned how I actually have quick karma. And after I did that, I told Winston. I was like, man, my next show isn't going to go well. Just because I did that to that kid. And I love Jammin' Java. My buddy Ben puts that on. It's one of the best venues I've ever performed at. Such a great place. Always a good show. And of course, I had a mediocre set, and I know it's all because I was addicted to that kid. Just trying to be funny, it didn't work out. It got ugly, and I didn't do as well. So I got to learn my lesson and stop doing that shit to people. But it can be so much fun. I can't lie. It can be so much fun. So I get a text from my wife a couple days ago. She goes, "Hey, I think I want to lose 40 pounds for my 40th birthday." And I'm like, "Hey, that's great. But as a husband, you and I'm not saying she does, and but you have to caveat it. No matter what, you have to caveat by saying, "You look fine, you don't need to lose weight," and she really doesn't. And literally, like 30 seconds later, she goes, 40 might be too much, maybe 25. And I'm like, "What happened to the 40? And she responds, "Why are you trying to make me lose 40 pounds? It's just like, that was your idea. So fellas, just say you don't need to lose weight and move on. Because no matter anything you say after that is just, it's just going to be wrong. It's going to be wrong. So don't do it. But, fuck. I had something else and I can't fucking remember. Cannot remember. Oh, got 2 minutes, 3 minutes left. If you're in Charlottesville, tonight we have Stavros Halkias of the Come Town podcast. He will be at the Southern. That's going to be a fun show. Sarong Russell is opening the show. Very funny. Opened for Hannibal a couple years ago. Sarong was dope. There's a few tickets left, so if you're in town, please get some tickets. Come out to the show. It should be fun. And, God damn it, I had something else, but I can't. Oh, you know what? I'll close on this. I love to argue and talk politics and get people's ideas on stuff and troll at times, but it's to the point, man. With all this shit going on, I'm learning to just stop it. It's not worth it even trying to have a conversation with people. You know, you hear everyone say like, "Oh, you know, people can't have a dialogue and talk anymore, and you know, it's just sad. No one will listen to anybody." And that's just because no one wants to be wrong. Everyone just has to be right all the time. And you're not going to change anybody's mind. They like who they like. They hate who they hate. And there's nothing you can really do to persuade people or convince people that how they see things may not be right. And it's just sad, man. It really is. And I'm not one of these people that believe that we could talk back in the day and now people can't talk anymore. I don't think it's ever been a thing, but just the how quickly things escalate now, it's just it's crazy. So I'm really trying to just stay out of it, especially on Twitter, man. Twitter is just fucking it's terrible. Now, I'm to the point now where this sounds terrible, but I'm just muting words because I can't not say anything. And it's really not worth it, all the negative attention. I mean, it got to the point where I just had to take Twitter off my phone because it was literally making me sick. And I was just mad all the time because just the dumb shit people would say and just going back and forth. It's just not worth it. So I think if we just refrain when you can, because whatever's going to happen is going to happen, you know? And again, we're not changing anybody's mind or their viewpoint. They're right, you're wrong. Everybody's a hypocrite but them. And everyone needs to wake up and get their shit together, blah, blah, blah. So if you can, let's try to avoid it. And that's why I do the food posts. But yeah, people still get mad. I mentioned I don't like cheese on burgers anymore and people lose their shit. So it really doesn't matter what you say. But if you can,
let's try to stay away from the politics, because the people that get worked up about Trump, they like to try to troll people. They have no power in their lives. They can't evoke any emotion out of people. And them saying shit about him get people upset, and they enjoy it. That's the only time they can invoke any real emotion or response from anybody in their lives. So let's just quit it. But there's a show. That's a show. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Chris Allen Comedy. I'm out. Peace.